I take up my pen to write again after a lengthy fallow period. There have been too many other demands on my time and attention. First came the late hostilities, during which I renewed my commission as an officer with the Royal Army Medical Corps and worked at the Queen Alexandra Military Hospital at Millbank, treating soldiers afflicted with blighty wounds. The hours were long, and constant exposure to the suffering of those poor, brave, injured men took its toll on my energies, so that at the end of each day I had little left in reserve to devote to any other activity. Following the armistice, I resumed my duties as a general practitioner, just in time to face the Spanish flu pandemic that swept the world during the last year and most of this one. My caseload tripled, and again I was stretched to the point of exhaustion. Readers will be well aware that fully half of London was infected, hospital wards brimmed, and the death toll was appalling, with the mortality rate standing at 2.5%. I myself was laid low by the disease, ending up bedridden for a month and severely debilitated for a number of weeks thereafter, and I'm lucky to have survived. For those concerned as to the welfare of my great friend Mr. Sherlock Holmes, he remained ensconced in his farmhouse on the Sussex coast for the duration of the pandemic, having little contact with others, as is his wont these days. Therefore, he was spared from exposure, and he remains, as ever, in good health. It is only now, in the winter of 1919, that I feel recovered enough, and once more have sufficient leisure to set about relating another of the criminal investigations undertaken by the aforesaid Sherlock Holmes. In this instance, it is actually not a single case, but three, which took place during the winters of 1889, 1890, and 1894, respectively.